You're listening to SBS News.
Deadly fires have ravaged across the world. Italy this week may have recorded Europe's hottest temperature at 48.8 degrees Celsius. The World Meteorological Organization is yet to confirm that. Blazes dotted the hills near the Sicilian town of Giardatana, burning the pine forest and threatening houses and farms. One resident explains the travesty.
Our small town was really invaded by fire. It is a catastrophe. The entire Californo Park and the surrounding area went up in flames. We have lived and are still living some really sad moments because our territory has suffered very serious loss, and it will take a long time before it returns to its former glory.
One man has died due to the fires in Italy. In Algeria, the number of people who have been killed has climbed to 65 as massive blazes engulfed forests on the mountainous Kaibali region, east of the capital. Limited resources have forced villagers to beat the fires with anything they could find. One man, Si Hamdi Kamel, used a small tree branch.
We don't have tools. We are trying with what we have to put it out. It will be hard with the wind, but we can't do anything else other than try and protect the houses. May God be with us.
28 soldiers are among the dead in Algeria, and many more have been badly burned. The country's interior minister is blaming arsonists for igniting around 50 fires across at least 16 provinces. The government is promising compensation for those affected. The devastation coming a week after the Mediterranean was designated a wildfire hotspot by the EU Atmosphere Monitor. In Greece, more than 1,000 firefighters from the country and abroad scrambled to contain fires burning around the country, with the largest front on the island of Evia. Greek brigades were assisted by teams of fighters and aircraft from several countries on the island, including a 75-strong team from Slovakia with 30 vehicles. Here's Slovakia firefighters team leader Peter Kovalik.
This is the first contact with the fire here. It's a strange, it's a huge fire. It's not easy to get it under control. We are doing our best. We are still in the contact with the liaison officers from Greece, as well as with the firemen from Greece as well.
The minister in Greece spearheading the emergency response became emotional as he was questioned about the government's shortcomings. Nikos Hadalias is the Greek Deputy Civil Protection Minister.
Every house that is lost is a tragedy for all of us, and it is a strike to our hearts. But what I know is that a huge battle was waged in recent days. We have all remained there without sleep throughout every day.
Some of the biggest fires Turkey has ever seen raged through the southwest, and not long after, unusually heavy rainfall struck Turkey's north, tearing down a bridge and leaving villages without power. Meanwhile, in Russia, wildfires in Siberia's Sakha-Yakutia Republic have destroyed dozens of homes as smoke from Siberia reaches the North Pole for the first time in recorded history. A thick blanket of smoke made it difficult for residents to breathe. Yelena Volosiuk, meteorologist of Phobos Weather Centre, says the situation is strange.
Abnormally high temperatures were recorded on the territory of Sakha Republic this summer. Records of the maximum temperature were broken practically everywhere in the taiga regions and even on shores of the Arctic seas.
In South America, Bolivia's Santa Cruz region has now lost 62,000 hectares in just 10 days. Amazon Environmental Research Institute Science Director Arnie Alencar warns an unprecedented level of global warming has now been reached, referring to the latest IPCC report.
As a matter of fact, this report warns us we need to be more ambitious. The governments of the world need to be more ambitious, and the action is urgent. We cannot wait anymore.
That's evident by the unprecedented loss of lives and land within just 1 week. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.